Laughter is the best medicine. It's a saying that can sound really trite, especially to someone struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts. But a Delaware woman says laughter and humor should play a role in mental health treatment, and she's teaching workshops to demonstrate how it works. Mike and Scott reports from WHYY's Behavioral Health Desk.
Chris Escalise usually opens her workshop on laughter therapy with words about wellness and stress relief. But this day, the news of Robin Williams' suicide is too fresh to ignore. So she starts out with a dedication.
And the laughter that we're going to create today and the fun we're going to have, you're going to send that out as a good intention to him and anybody else.
Escalise, whose day job is in finance, got interested in laughter therapy after struggling with depression ever since her teen years.
In retrospect, I'm not exactly sure how I made it through. I remember being on my 30th birthday of my family. And I remember crying. And my parents were like, what's wrong? I said, I never thought I would live this long.
Suicidal thoughts were a constant companion.
I spent an enormous amount of time thinking about it, planning it.
Scalise had a wake-up call when a close friend committed suicide in 2005. She had to clean out his house and call his family and friends.
And at that moment, I realized there was no way I could do that to my family.
Scalise began to pursue mental health by finding ways to cope with stress. As she learned more, received more training, she started teaching the things that helped her to her peers. She found that breathing exercises help, and so does intentional laughter.
It helps me switch gears. It's kind of like a Control-Alt-Delete. And I'm not saying that if you start laughing, you're not going to be depressed. What I'm saying is, oftentimes when things are so bleak and they're so dark, if you can find the humor in the situation or the lightness in the situation or the laughter in the situation, oftentimes it can help pull you back to reality or gives you a very natural release valve.
During her workshop, which she admits is downright silly at times, Scalise teaches participants breathing exercises and gets them to make laughing sounds. Everybody gets a kazoo and... It may seem contrived at first, but soon, everybody's cracking up. Scalise says participants leave her workshops relaxed with a more positive outlook. Her approach is still novel in the mental health world, but she says therapists and providers are beginning to pay attention and are taking her message, giggle on, seriously. I'm Mike and Scott, WHYY News.